get through it. He promises. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
This is Key Life with Steve Brown, a program designed to make a positive difference in your daily life. Now open your Bible and let's go to it. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. If you're just joining us, we're taking a break from what has turned out to be a very long Old Testament survey. And I promise we're going to go back to that and start with Jeremiah when I finish what I'm doing presently. And that is taking a break and looking at the problem of pain and suffering and difficulty in God and those kinds of things. Enough time has passed since 9/11, and we're still going through some bad stuff. And as nations, it's always present with us as individuals, and so this kind of teaching is appropriate. And as I said, most of the material from this comes from a book that I wrote, When Your Rope Breaks. And if you would like to get a copy of that, you can get it at a bookstore, or you can give us a call or drop us a note, and we'll tell you how. At any rate, if you've been listening, we've been talking about some good news, and the first bit of good news that I gave you is that God loves you. Then we talked about what love really means, and then yesterday I gave you a really important point, and it is this, that whatever you're going through, and whatever we're going through as a nation, and I include Canada in this, whatever we're going through, whatever you're going through personally, it has a purpose. Now, we don't always know what that purpose is, and we may not know what, it may not have a thing to do with you or a thing to do with anybody you know. God is God, He knows what He's doing, and there is a reason for everything we go through. And then we saw yesterday that what you have to do is have faith. You say, how do you do that? Well, you ask God for it, because it's a gift. Faith is something that He gives when you ask. And I ended the broadcast yesterday by saying you can't muster up faith. You don't have 10 steps you go through to get faith. You can't say, I'm going to have faith if it kills me, and I'm going to work really, really hard at it. Now, God uses means of grace. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible is one of the means of grace. Worship is a means of grace. The sacraments are means of grace. Fellowship is a means of grace. But in fact, basically and ultimately, faith is a gift of God. And so instead of asking God to change everything for you, well, that's cool too. Instead of asking God to change everything for you, you can do that, but ask Him to give you faith. Because we walk by faith, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:7, and not by sight. All right, let me tell you something else that's good news. You're going to get through it. I know, but you are. It's going to be okay. You're going to get through it because God loves you and values you. The pain and the suffering will not ultimately destroy you. Job was afraid that the pain he was suffering was going to really be the end of him. This is what he said. This is Job 10, 20 through 21. I spent almost 2 years teaching Job one time. That's one of the longest sets of tapes that we have in our warehouse. And if I had known it was going to be that long, take that much time, and be that difficult, I never would have started it. But in Job 10, 20 through 21, Job says, cease! Leave me alone, that I may take a little comfort before I go to the place from which I shall not return. Job's fears of total destruction were groundless. If he had known that God loved and valued him, he would have perhaps made a different speech. Again, maybe he wouldn't have. I mean, I know that God loves and values me, and I pray the way Job does often. When things are really bad, it's hard to be rational and to draw legitimate conclusions from the facts. At any rate, although Job's friends said some insensitive things, on occasion they spoke the truth. Let me give you a portion of an absolutely true speech by Job's friend Bildad. Now, if you've got your Bible, open it to Job 8, 19 through 22. Bildad assures Job that Job won't be destroyed by suffering. And then he says something that is absolutely, totally true, and you can find it throughout the scripture. This, behold, this day is the joy of his way. And out of the earth others will grow. Behold, God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing, Job, and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing. Now, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. I want to get to some of these questions. But I think it's really important to remember that God doesn't give you more than is necessary for his plan and for the ultimate vindication of you yourself. You're going to get through it. I know. Sometimes you think you're going to die. Sometimes you think, I just can't do this. Sometimes you think there is no way I'm going to get through this. But you do. Because he promised. Ultimately, Romans 8:28 is still true. You can trust him. You will get through it. You think about that. Amen. Well, as I said, we'll talk a little bit more about that particular bit of good news tomorrow, so be sure and be listening. That's called in the industry a teaser. But what I want to do, because I do it on Wednesdays, and then my pastor, Pete Alwinson, comes in on Fridays, and we answer questions. I take some time on Wednesdays at the end of the broadcast to catch up on some questions. We get bunches, thousands of questions, and we love to hear your questions, but you got to write them down. Send them to Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150. Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us, steve@keylife.org, with your regular mailing address, if you want a response. And by the way, you always get a response from me or somebody on the staff or on the broadcast or in the magazine. And we love to get your questions in. And don't use the 1-800 Key Life number for questions. That's so you can become a part of Key Life Tapes, get the booklets that we offer free, or make a contribution if you'd like. But you got to write your question down. Enough chit-chat. By the way, we do have a website. You ought to check it out. It's really cool. It's www.keylife.org. And you can learn more about Key Life. You can hear today's broadcast and the previous 30 broadcasts. A lot of great stuff to get you and those you love home with freedom and joy, and faithfulness to Christ is your crowning achievement. All right, this is from Georgia. What are the 5 points of Calvinism? I told you guys I wasn't going to answer that anymore. We don't get it. A week doesn't go by that somebody doesn't ask us about the 5 points of Calvinism. All right. Because I like you, I'm going to spend the time doing it again. Now, the 5 points of Calvinism, to give you a mini church history lesson, has to do not so much with Calvin as with the Remonstrants. You say, what's that? Well, there were some guys who followed another guy by the name of Jacob Arminius, and they went after the people who were Calvinists. And then the Calvinist scholars replied. There were 5 places where they went after the Calvinists. And they replied. They're called the Remonstrants. And those 5 sections have come to be known as the 5 points of Calvinism. Now, after that, those 5 points were put in an acrostic, a flower, tulip, T-U-L-I-P. And that helps you remember what they are, although the acrostic doesn't work totally. The first is T, and that means total depravity. It really ought to be radical and pervasive depravity, but R didn't, RULIP, it just wouldn't have worked. So you're going to remember, well, that means you're bad, and that I'm bad, and the Bible says the heart's deceitful above all things, it's desperately corrupt. U is unconditional election. That means that God chose you before you were ever born. And it didn't have anything to do with whether you were good or bad or him looking into the future and choosing you. Now, I don't know how he did it, but he did it without violating your freedom and your responsibility. But it suggests that election Jesus said, you did not choose me, I chose you. That before he hung the stars and hollowed out the valleys, he loved you and called you to himself. The L is limited atonement. Now, everybody believes that. And that's not good for the acrostic either. It should be particular atonement, but it wouldn't fit into the acrostic. Augustine said this, the blood of Christ is sufficient for the sins of the entire world. It is efficient for the sins of believers. I stands for irresistible grace. Again, that's not good, but it wouldn't have fit into the acrostic. Probably ought to call it prevenient grace. In other words, what God does, he does right well. And he's going to do it no matter, because he knows what he's doing, and he's God, and you're not. P-U-L-I-P. P stands for perseverance of the saints. And for those of you who are Baptists, you call that eternal security, and it means pretty much the same thing. It means that if God chose you, if he holds you, that he will never let you go, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you belong to him, you'll belong to him forever. It suggests that you can't lose your salvation, that he is there, that he holds you, that you don't hold him. So there. That's the 5 points of Calvinism. Don't ask me again. Well, it'll be all right if you do. I'll answer it again when it comes up again. This is from California. Are the people in the whole world considered the children of God? Well, no. Well, sort of. I mean, God is the creator, and in that sense, the father of everything that is. We used to use a Korean creed. I believe in the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of God. And I remember a dear person, and I was a liberal in those days, who came up and said, that's not true. I said, of course it's true. Everybody knows that. That's like apple pie and motherhood and stuff. And she said, no, it's not. You find it in the Bible, and I'll say it. Until you find it there, I'm not going to say it. So I figured 10 minutes at the most with a good concordance. And it's not there in the way it was talking about. However, we are all related. You are no more separated from anybody in the world than 52nd cousin. And in that sense, God is our Father. But the Bible teaches that belief, faith in Christ, brings you into the family, and in a special sense, you become the people of God, i.e., the children of God. Hey guys, I've got to go. Whenever you write or call, would you give us a call letters of this great station? And then one other thing. Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.